Hi, this is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Hello? Hello? It's B. You know, Amy's stepmom? Can you see me? Can I come in? Oh, thanks. Oh, yes, Amy came too. You weren't expecting to see her, were you? Well, she came along because she has something she wants to tell you. Don't you, honey? No. All of a sudden, you're tongue-tied. Well, we'll get to that in a minute, Will you look at her? Almost 13, but still acting like a little girl. You'd never know she's growing into a pretty young lady. A very pretty young lady. Under those shapeless sweatpants and that baggy top, would you? Anyway, we finally got her laptop back from the store, so here, we brought yours back. And I just want to say thank you for letting Amy use your computer. Without it, she wouldn't have been able to do her remote schoolwork or do her homework these past few weeks. And, well, let's just say 7th grade at her school is where high school really starts. They load these kids down with so much work. But I bet she'll miss your laptop, though. It's nicer than hers. Before my ex, her bastard father, took off, I would have just bought her a new one, but tough times, right? It really was a lifesaver. But I didn't come over just to thank you for letting my precious little tween stepdaughter use your computer. We came over because, well, do you want to tell him, Amy? Still all bashful, huh? Fine, I'll tell him. See, I think she'll miss more than just the fact that your laptop's all new and shiny. I think she's going to miss what she found on it. You know what we mean? Don't deny it. Relax. Don't worry. Just sit. It's okay. It's really okay. Just listen, talk to me for a second, okay? I know what you have on there isn't going to get you in real trouble. It's just like stories, right? Nothing wrong with stories. Even stories like those. Stories about underage girls. Girls Amy's age. 11 years old, 12 young teens, sweet little things with pokey little budding breasts or full bouncy round young boobies with cute soft asses. Girls with fresh, tight little cunts, slippery preteen pussies just begging to be porked until they're red and raw, until they're brimming with fresh cum. The girls in your stories, are all sweet and innocent and kind, but they're also so curious. They want to try sex. They wonder what it's like to be fucked. They want to be overpowered and thrust into their sweet-smelling young bodies packed full of thick, sweet sperm. Sorry, I get a little excited. See, I read them too. And I have to say, you have very good taste. I mean, those stories are fucking hot. You didn't write all of them, did you? No. You must have been hunting around then, collecting the best ones for years. But I'm not the only one who liked them. Amy saw them first. And from what I saw, she really liked them. That's right. Should I tell you what I saw? Unless, honey, you want to tell him? No? Still playing so shy and quiet, aren't you? You naughty girl. Fine then. Let me tell you what I saw this little tween whore doing. So she'd start taking your computer in her room to do homework. She always did her homework at the dining room table. Up until then, I started to wonder if she was hiding something. So I went back to her room. Look at her blushing. Yes, you should have closed the door, but you didn't, did you? Maybe because you didn't really want to keep it a secret. Maybe you wanted your stepmom to catch you. Did that make it more exciting? I went up to her door and I peeked inside. And there was my little Amy on her bed, on her back, in the dark, with your computer next to her. She couldn't see me. Not with the light of the screen in her face, but I could see her. I could see that she'd taken off her shorts and left them on the floor. I could see that she pulled up her muddy soccer jersey and her smooth belly with her any belly button was heaving up and down as she breathed in and out fast. Her back was arched, so her ass was high off the bed, and her legs, they were shaking. And she had her hand in her panties. Just picture it. Cute little flower pattern panties. Just right for a sweet, blossoming girl like her. Modest in the front, but really, only a thong in the back. She likes those when she's playing soccer with her school's team. Look at her. Can you picture Amy in a thong bottom? Can you imagine her cute, fat, round ass cheeks quivering and shaking? Her body held high, the muscles so tight. She was rubbing her little 12-year-old mound. She was rubbing hard. She was pushing her hands deep inside herself, swirling them around in her slick juices, pulling them out and thrusting them in again. I could hear how wet her hole was, all lubed up and sloppy. I could hear her fingers squishing in her hot, slippery depths. I could smell it too. That heady, sweaty, preteen pussy musk. And that aroma got stronger as she got closer and closer to coming. And as she's doing all this, Amy was reading one of your stories. I could see her eyes moving back and forth across the screen. She was whipping herself up into a total frenzy, bucking her hips up and down and breathing hard and her ass cheeks twitching and her fingers going faster and faster, making rich, wet sounds. And then she started to gasp and shake, smacking her lips like she was eating the best chocolate she'd ever had. I was watching her come. My little slut stepdaughter. She came. You ever hear a 12-year-old girl orgasm? Probably not. Oh, how they whimper and pant and sigh and their cute little quivering voices. Oh, it is the sweetest fucking sound in the world. So I'm standing there and I've just watched Amy come and I'm pretty wet. But Amy, well, she's soaked. She flops down on her bed and even in the darkened room, I can see that her panties are stuck to her puffy little mound. She's that wet. And her body slowly curls up like she's trying to keep all the little quivers of her huge cum inside of her. And then she closed her eyes. And do you know what I did then? Do you know what I did? I stepped into her room and grabbed the computer and rushed back out again like a cat. And Amy's pretty little eyes popped open. And oh, you should have seen that look of shock and shame and horror on her face. I almost laughed. If I hadn't been so close to coming myself, I probably would have laughed. But instead, I slammed the door and I held it shut, and Amy threw herself against it. And she's crying. She's crying and saying this. No, 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 B. Mommy, don't read it. Give that back. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. Please don't tell anyone. Please don't say anything. She was just totally hysterical. But I held that door shut, and soon Amy stopped trying to open it. She was quiet for a minute, and then I heard her sobbing. Just imagine what she was thinking. Oh no, my stepmom will tell everyone. Everyone will think I'm dirty. Everyone will think I'm a whore. Everyone will just say I'm a 12-year-old slut. Why that frown? What, you don't like that word? But just think, what was going through her mind? Humiliated. Cunt, still dripping wet. The smell of sex on her fingers, slumped over and dejected. Don't you think she was calling herself a slut? But I just let her cry. And while she was crying, I sat in the hall and I read those stories while Amy wept in her dark room. Oh my God, those stories. Tell me, do you really want to do those things to underage girls? Spear her fresh, soft holes with your monster dick? Until she's just oozing cream from every opening. brush your tip over a girl's first soft pussy hairs. Paint her hot little crotch with pre-cum until her pubes are curly and sticky and glistening before pushing inside her puffy young cunt. Put her on a leash and walk around and make a young girl take a piss in the grass like some stupid animal. Make a girl take treats from your fingers. Or lock a sweet little teen naked in a room for days and days until she's just exhausted and broken and will do whatever you say. Do you want to hunt a 12-year-old girl? Chase her naked down a dark trail in the woods or through some old abandoned hallway until you catch her and tie her up with ropes and cords and stake her to the ground? And then, where there is no one to help her, no one to save her, you wrench her legs apart and find a nice long whip of a stick or a piece of rusty debris and crack it hard against her sweet, tender young back and quivering full ass, viciously caning her over and over, all the while she tries so hard not to scream. Or do you want to hook up with some hot little call girl? Take her to some nowhere motel? Say, fuck the bed and take her on the floor. You want to drop your full weight atop a preteen cum slut, nail her over and over and over against a rug, shoving your white hot rod into her precious pussy? Do you want to shove her cute little face into a filthy carpet while she begs for you for more? Says, do it harder, fuck me faster. Or do you want to knock a girl up as young as you can, breed her, and keep her barefoot and pregnant? Oh, yeah. Both of us got off on those stories. I bet you're wondering which story she was reading, aren't you? Want to guess? I bet I know. Which story you're hoping she was reading as she was pressing on her juicy little clit, as she was coming so hard it almost made her pass out? Do you want to know? Well, first, you get to hear just how huge a pervert I am. Are you ready? Because I just sat there. I picked a story and started to read out loud in a little whisper, just enough to carry through the door. I read a story about a petite, slightly pudgy, 12-year-old girl with long ginger hair and juicy fat breasts, a full round ass and smooth legs, named Amy. Amy and a man who happens to look just like you. Yeah, I read a story about you fucking Amy. The one where she comes over to your house, just like this. Where she's wet from the rain and takes off her clothes. Where she comes out of the laundry room, her adorable, damp 12-year-old body wrapped only in a warm, clean towel. And she gives you a grateful hug, and to your surprise, wraps her towel around both of you, and you get a flash of her naked skin. And then she reaches down and carefully unzips your pants. And do you know what I heard after a few minutes? I heard our little Amy breathing hard. I heard her breaths coming faster. I heard her body rubbing up and down against the door. And I could hear her wet fingers working inside her sopping wet cunt. Again. I read all the way to the end, and she came. Again. She came hard enough that her head hit the door, and then she slid down. That's right. She came twice in a row over a story about you porking her with your huge hot cock. Do you understand? Even after being humiliated and mortified and worried about what I was going to do to her, she just couldn't help herself. She's been fantasizing about getting fucked. About getting fucked by you. Do you see why I brought her over? Look at her blush again. Oh, no more hiding, Amy. No more. He knows everything. Well, not everything. Everything. He doesn't know what you're wearing under those sweats. Why don't you show him? Too shy? I told you, if you don't do it yourself, we'll have to take those clothes off of you. I'll hold you down while he rips them off. Oh, I'll do it. All right, you know I would, and you wouldn't like that, would you? Or maybe you would. Amy, what a little tease. Okay, my girl, listen to your stepmama. Walk up right in front of our friend. A little closer. There. He can reach you now. And now, he's going to strip you. Here, put your hands on the hem of her sweat top. No, don't touch her yet. Don't quite touch. Just touch the top. Lift it up just a little. Go ahead. You see her smooth little belly? Keep lifting it up. Just enough to see the flesh of her middle. There. Yes. Now, touch her. Put your fingers on her sides. Isn't that nice? You can feel how warm she is. You can feel her pulse. You can feel the beating of that hot young blood just under her skin. Her smooth, creamy skin. Do you think maybe she doesn't have anything on under that sweatshirt? Maybe once you take it off, she'll be topless. You'll have those plump, tender, 12-year-old tits right in front of you. A little higher. Look at that belly button. Don't you want to dip your finger in her pussy juice and rub it in around in there, then suck it out with your tongue? Patience. Oh, is that underboob I see? It is, isn't it? That's right. She's not wearing anything under her sweatshirt. Once you take it off of her, she'll be topless. How long have you wanted to gaze on Amy's little titties, Ever since they started to grow? You know, she just told me just today that she first noticed you looking down her shirt when she was 11. 11. She never said anything to me before. She must have liked all the attention from her stepmom's twisted friend, a little slut. I bet you've been perving on her since she was 10 years old, since she was a fifth grader, craving a glimpse of her little cookie nipples, weren't you? Go on, lift up her top. Take a look at what you've always wanted to see and throw that pesky sweatshirt aside. Oh, yes. Look at that. Sweet, sweet preteen breast right in front of you. So soft, yet so high and fine. Watch her. Watch her tender bosom rise and fall as she breathes. Do you want to touch them? Of course you do. Go ahead. Yes, that's it. One perfect handful each. Sink your fingers into her tit flesh. Knead it. Squeeze it. Press those sweet young boobies flat and stretch them out as far as you dare. Brush your fingertips over her nipples. You like that, don't you, girl? You want to feel him pinch you or slap you across the chest? Now, lean in close. So close to those naked breasts. Look at that texture of her skin. Those cute, pinkish freckles. And take a deep breath. Smell that. That's the skin of a young girl. Tender. A little sweaty. A little grimy. Because she hasn't showered today. The scent of raw, virgin, female preteen. An innocent, girly aroma cut with a little hint of something else. I bet you can smell a little of her cunt, can't you? She was masturbating only an hour ago, after all. I made her do it before we came over. But I didn't let her come this time. No orgasm for her yet. I wanted you to be able to scent the body of an aroused, sex-hungry, horny young girl before you make her come. Okay. Tear your eyes away from those tits. I know it's hard. You can keep your hands on them, of course. Keep kneading and caressing and crushing that hot softness all you want. But look down. There. See the little folds at her hips? She's still got a little baby fat, doesn't she? A little reminder that Amy is only 12. 12 years old. You know how totally fucking wrong this is, don't you? You pervert. But we both know that this is what you both want. You want to see more of her, don't you? How about you take her sweatpants off? Go right ahead. Keep stripping our little tween slut. Can't decide if you want to be doing front or back, huh? That is a difficult choice. You want to see her ass first? Or her deep, hot, virgin puss? How about we ask Amy? Which would you like, honey? You want to show off your bare butt or your cunt? So shy, you still can't even talk. You're just going to spin around. Oh, now, Amy, you can't turn around as long as our friend here has such a tight grip on your cute little tits. Here, I know those boobs must feel so, so good, but loosen up a little. Now, turn around, honey. And yes, let your hands slide right over her chest. Oh, I saw that grin. Yes, you felt her nipples sliding across your palms, right? Hard and warm, perched on such perfect softness. But look what's in front of you now. Look at that slender, smooth back. See how the elastic of her sweatpants sits right at the swell of her ass. See how the cloth rides the curves of her backside. Come on. Let's see more. Take one hand and put it on her waist. Keep your other hand moving across her breast. She really likes that. Caress that little roll of baby fat above her hips. Dip your fingertips under the elastic of her pants. You feel that? You feel Amy's tender, delectable ass? That's right. No underwear either. Go on. Slide your hand lower. Dip a finger into that hot, slick valley between those two delicious ass cheeks. Bend close. Hold your face right above her crack. So close you can see the hairs on her silky tenderloin. Take a whiff of the hot sweat that's accumulated down there under her clothes. Now, pull down her sweatpants. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Ah, there. What a matchless sight. Shapely, preteen ass. Such a perfect little bubble butt. Did you ever think you could see something so magnificent, so tempting? Go on. Sink your grip into the tenderness of Amy's ass cheeks. Oh, you like that, don't you? Go ahead. Use both hands. Knead and bounce. Unpress that lovely flesh. Oh. I didn't think you'd do that. Now, Amy, honey, don't act so surprised. It wasn't that much of a bite. It barely left tooth marks. Let him chew on your tender little butt if he wants. Oh, yes, what a sight. Does she smell good? Does she taste good? Go ahead. Work on that meat. I wish you could see her face. Do you want to? Are you ready to turn her around? Are you ready to gaze on naked tween vulva? Amy's slippery little virgin sex. Okay, then. Gently, slowly spin my little stepdaughter. There. 12-year-old girl cunt. Is it everything you imagined? Such velvety, soft pubes. Not even enough to hide her slit. And not just her slit. Did you think you'd be able to see her labia like that? Did you think they'd glisten and shine like they do? So tender. Such a special, intimate color. Such a smooth, peachy pink, the color of hot, young blood. Yes, look closer. Her canal is just slightly opening. It's dripping with moisture, with lubrication, with readiness. Yes, she's ready to ride a cock all right. Ready for you to fuck the crap out of her. Let's get her prime, shall we? Open her up. Go ahead. Use your thumbs. Rub them through her silky hairs. Do you feel how hot her skin is? Do you feel her pulse thumping, thumping? She's excited, right? Now, why don't you pull her cunt lips apart and uncover her hard little clit? Oh, I see it. Such a cute little nubbin. You want to suck it? Yes, suck it. Bite it. That's it. I bet she tastes so good, doesn't she? Get that tongue inside her labes. Come on, harder, rougher. Lick her up in lubrication. Draw more out of her. Reach down and massage the beginning of her hole. So ripe, isn't it? Watch her juices drip onto her legs. Do you believe you've got your mouth on the hot, virgin sex of a 12-year-old girl? Come on, chomp her. Chew and lick. Slurp up that moisture pouring out of my little Amy. Oh, she is getting excited. As are you, I see. You're getting quite the tentpole, aren't you? It looks like you're going to have an accident in your jeans. You don't want to come in those, do you? We know where you want to come. You want to come inside, Amy. But we can't do that as long as that big willy there is hidden away. Why don't we take care of that? Here, sit back. Take a deep breath. That's it. Keep your hands on her hips. Are you licking your lips? Tween girl snatch is delicious, isn't it? Amy? You're going to free our friend's penis for him. Let your stepmom help. Now, put your hands on his fly and press just a little. Do you feel that? That's his dick, Amy. That's his massive, erect rod. It's rock hard because he's ready to fuck you, little girl. That's going to be up inside you, all the way inside you. Yes, just like that. Unbutton him and unzip his fly. Here, let me tug his jeans down and off. Now, look at his briefs. Gently lay your hand on. Yes, right there. Move your fingers up and down. See how hard? But it's kind of soft too, right? Can you feel how hot it is? Now reach inside and take it out. Oh, that's big. Just hold it in your hands. Run your fingers over it. Squeeze. Just a little. We don't want him to come out here. That, honey, is a penis. A fully erect dick. You never saw one quite like that, did you? No, definitely not. Not one you were holding in your hand. We're going to get every inch of that glorious hot thing of his buried deep inside of you. Do you believe that? He's going to push all of it right into your steamy little tween vagina. Get used to that idea, Amy. Now, you just sit back. Let her explore you. Let her get used to what an erect dick feels like. Don't you love her little fingers? How they feel sliding lightly up and down your shaft. Do you see how small and delicate they are? All of her is. Well, her breasts aren't so small, but they're delicate too. Do you believe that you're going to get to fuck a preteen girl? Just look at her. Her soft, damp snatch, her lightweight, pert boobies, her fatty little belly. Look at her eyes, her big, sparkly, blue-gray eyes. Do you see how wide they are? Do you want to know why? She's scared. My little tween stepdaughter is scared. I mean, reading a story was one thing, but now that she can feel how long and thick and hard your dick really is, she's frightened that it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt so much when you fuck her. She's read about what you really want to do to girls like her. She knows how much you want to plunge and pound her virgin preteen canal with your massive member. How much you want to pack her with steaming, thick jizz. She's afraid that you want to fuck her so bad, you're not going to care at all if you start hurting her. That you won't stop. And she tells you to stop. She thinks that if she's crying, all you'll do is lick the salty tears from her face as you viciously and violently molest her hot young body. But you know what? She was still rubbing her little clit when she read the stories you wrote. She still came over and over, didn't she? She didn't run away. She knew what she was getting into. Do you like that she's scared? You do, don't you? You know, I think a little fear is going to make nailing her all the sweeter. Nothing's going to stop you from reaming her out within an inch of her life. But why don't we make her feel a little better? Let her know that everything's going to be okay. How about you give her a kiss? You've always wanted to, right? First, Amy, let's get you naked for our friend. Take everything off. Yes, every last stitch. And you too, let's get those clothes off. That's better. Now, let's have her get on your lap. Aw, look at her sitting side saddle like a toddler. Like you're a little girl on Santa's lap. Isn't she so cute like that? But hot, too. Mm-hmm. You feel her bare thighs rolling against your length. And she can feel your dick pinned under her throbbing. Leaking pre-cum onto her skin. Getting ready. So close to her tasty hole. So nice to have her weight pressing on your hard, rock-hard dick, right? She's a big girl, isn't she? Definitely big enough to fuck. Now, why don't you kiss her? Go on. Kiss my little stepdaughter. Look how ready she is. Such an adorable little thing. She can't stop smiling. Put your face right up to hers. Take a deep breath of the warm air trickling out of her lungs. Look into her eyes. Lean close. So close you can feel her bare chest against you. Feel her pillowy breaths rising and falling with each breath. And there, gently, those sweet full lips. Give her a little French kiss. Lap up her taste. Go on, Amy. Open up. There. Oh, nice. I can watch you two all day. Get your tongue inside. Run it over her teeth. Do you notice a gap or two? You absolute fucking perv. You're kissing a girl who still has some of her baby teeth. She's so young, but you still want to fuck her, don't you? You still want to come inside her, and you don't care that she just bought her first bra a year ago, that her periods aren't even regular yet. No, that makes it even hotter, doesn't it? Yes, yes, devour her mouth. Look at her rolling her hips over your lap. Is her pussy leaking juices onto you? I bet it is. Rolling her warm legs back and forth along your dick. Oh my God, she's excited. Now, Amy, careful. You keep doing that and he's going to come on the back of your legs. And that's not where we said he was going to put your sperm, right? That's going deep inside of you. My friend, I think it's time. I think she's more than ready. And I think you're ready to make her come like a big girl. Amy, get up for a second and sit back down, but straddle him. Yes, that's right. Legs wider, honey. Wider. Ah, what a sight. Just look at that tight, wet tunnel. How red and shiny her labia are. The lube dripping off her soft fuzz. Let's move her hips up. Closer. Here, let me guide you into Amy. Oh, I felt you jump. That sweet first touch. The feeling of planting the tip of your dick into a 12-year-old pussy. Nothing like it, I bet. Amy, honey, do you feel that? That's a man's penis right at your entrance. It's in just the right place. Now relax. Open up. Let him slide inside of you. Oh, yes, that's it. Now you push into her. Yeah. Go on. Fuck Amy. Fuck her. Let your tip sink past her labia. Go deeper. Yeah, feel the shaft slide past her lubed up walls. Oh, you don't need me to tell you what to do. You're a grown man. Show our little tween nymphomaniac here what it's really like to be fucked. Amy, roll your hips just a tiny bit. Again, Amy. Work him further inside. Squeeze a little bit. I know you know how to. Not much. You don't want to push him back out. Squeeze and relax. Squeeze and relax. And each time, you see, he gets higher up inside of you. God, your dick is fucking enormous now and so hard. Look at that, packing that little preteen bod. Oh, it's too much for her, isn't it? Come on. Get in there. Use her weight. Put your hands on her ass cheeks, those sweaty, plump ass cheeks, and lift her and drop her down onto your lap. Yeah, push. Push. Lift her and drop her. Lift and drop. Let her legs slap on yours. Harder. Harder. Do it. Fuck my little stepdaughter. Oh, come on, you little bitch. Don't give me that look like a scared little girl. It's too late to say no now. You think you're not going to get jizzed at this point with him throbbing inside of you? Too fucking late. Grip her waist harder. Pull her up and down. Slam her onto your hips. Come on, a little more. A little more, just a little further. Yes, there it is. Yes, 100% of your shaft is inside my little stepdaughter's 12-year-old pussy. Oh, God, that is the hardest damn thing I have ever seen. Oh, are you crying, Amy? What, is our friend's giant dick just too big for you? You feel it thrusting far up into your guts, don't you? Does it feel like you're going to be ripped apart? Oh, you poor thing. But look at her, still humping, still squeezing and milking your rod. She loves it. Why don't you help her enjoy it more? Let's make her come. Oh, that's perfect. Get your hand in there and diddle her little clit. Oh, yes, I hear it squishing around. Can you hear how wet she is? You feel how hot and how slippery and how tight her little cunt is. Yes, I'm just going to play with myself while I watch. Go on and thrust and pull and thrust and pull and thrust. Come on. Fuck her. Fuck her. Yes, yeah, she's coming. She's coming. Oh, God, what a sight. Her mouth wide, her arms around you, her skin so hot and running with sweat. Now one more thrust. Honey, whisper in her ear. Tell him how old you are.
I'm 12.
Oh, yes. Give her your cum. Pump it inside her. Yes. Yes. Give that beautiful naked 12-year-old girl in your lap every drop of your cream. Feel it surge up from your balls and into her. Pack her. Stuff her. Cream that little hole. Oh, God, come. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Shh. Stay inside her. Yeah. Relax, relax. Shh. Oh, my God. You just came inside my little stepdaughter. Deep inside her body. You blew a massive load right up into her womb. Huh. Oh my goodness. Feel those last little twitches of pleasure shoot up your rod and slowly die down. Breathe. Stay buried in that white, hot, slippery preteen puss as it oozes and leaks your creamy sperm. Don't move. Just hold it right there, shoving apart her glistening, gaping pussy lips, keeping her wide open and filled. How nice and warm you must feel now. Her sex so moist and tight around you. Your flesh within her flesh. Your dick jammed way up into her gut. Oh, our little Amy is so tired now. Let her weight fall on you. Feel her sag into your arms, shifting her limbs to get comfortable. Look at that cute smile. You made her so happy. You can feel her pulse on the head of your penis which is deep inside her vagina. And you can feel her fresh little breasts against you as she breathes in and out. Here. Let me wrap a nice warm blanket around the both of you. And don't worry about anything else right now. Just enjoy that glow. Sink into it. Let that post-orgasmic feeling linger. And it's okay. Don't feel guilty. Amy wanted this. And you did fantastic. She came. Not every girl can say she came her first time. Everything went so, so well. And nothing's wrong about making your fantasy girl happy. Pleasure is pleasure, right? For you, that must have felt so good, fucking an underage girl. You shouldn't feel guilty that it did. You fantasized about her. But it turns out she's fantasized about you. Why do you think she hugs you so tight every time she saw you? Every time she said bye? That she let you hold her hand? I bet Amy loved feeling your secret hard-on against her body. And now that she's had sex, she just wants you to hold her. Gently, with your just fired dick still inside her, just hold her. Stay buried in my tween stepdaughter. So let me tell you now which story she was reading. It was the one with me in it, where she tells her stepmom she wants to be a call girl. I become her madam, and we decide to practice on you. That's why we did it this way, with me guiding her and encouraging you. That was a fantasy you both wanted, where you show her how it works before she hangs out her shingle as a 12-year-old bordello whore. But she wants you to be the only one who gets to take her raw. You'll be the only one who gets to ejaculate freely inside my little preteen stepdaughter. And maybe until one of your sperm finds its target. I'm going to go now. She'll sleep here tonight with you. And if in the middle of the night or first thing in the morning you want to fuck her again, we'll go right ahead. Fuck her every way you can. Teach her everything you think a little slut like her ought to know. Maybe you should write it down, See you in the morning, Amy, honey. Both of you. Sweet dreams.